This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Millions of young people in China are struggling to find a job given that country's economic downturn. More than one in five between the ages of 16 and 24 are jobless in China, although we can't give you the official figure because China has stopped releasing the statistics. Fixing the economy is one of the biggest challenges for China in 2024. The BBC's Laura Bicker has been to Southwest China to meet young people who came out of school last year.
Hello, my name is Joy. Welcome to Chengdu.
Joy came to Chengdu from a rural village to study. At 23, she is the first in her family to go to university. She shows me around her local food market, pointing out her favourite snacks.
Yes, this is bingbing.
Like most of her classmates, she hasn't found a full-time job.
I do 1, 2, 3, 4. This is five jobs.
She's been a tour guide, run a stall selling hot drinks, and she's tried some internships. She's got a sales job for now, but it's not a career move.
Do you think it's more difficult now than when your parents were growing up to get a job?
Yes, the fact is there are lots of jobs. The problem is whether you are willing to lower your expectations. These jobs don't have good prospect for your future. They offer low salaries, and you are easily replaceable. That's why most people would rather stay at home than choose one of these jobs.
So we're at a job fair just on the edge of Beijing. It does look a bit like speed dating with recruiters. You've got people sitting behind desks explaining what they do, everything from selling insurance or perhaps working with the elderly. Those opportunities are not ideal for recent graduate Qian Yu.
But you're a software engineer, so I would imagine that your skills are in demand.
The skill is hotly sought after, and therefore there are too many people. Many are looking for jobs, not many found jobs.
For decades, young people in China were taught that if they work hard, study hard, it will aid the country's economic miracle. But as that miracle falters, this unwritten social contract no longer stands. And the Communist Party may fear that a disillusioned youth will pose a threat. Social media has coined the nickname lying flat for young people frustrated by the competition of modern life. But sitting out the ailing job market is not an option for all. As China's older generation enjoy their well-earned mornings in the park, joining choirs or taking dancing lessons, this country's young generation is adjusting its expectations. The Communist Youth League urged them to take off their suits, roll up their sleeves, and go to the farmland. But many young people seem to be hoping for a very different way of life. In China, I'm the BBC's Laura Bicker for Marketplace.